Well, good morning once again. I know everybody likes to say Happy Easter, but really Happy Easter has a different connotation. I really don't like the chocolate bunnies and the little Easter eggs running around. They taste great, but they really are a terrible misrepresentation. No, He is risen is what this day is all about. He is risen. And as we have heard from John and Walter and Anne, without that having taken place, we might as well not be here. Might as well go home. We might as well go home if we don't believe it. We might as well go home if it did not happen. There is a scripture in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, it says, Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel. This is Paul talking to Timothy, because Timothy was a pastor, if you want to call it. He was leading a church. He was teaching. But he was being reminded, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead. If we go into the Bible and we look for that word, remember, we're going to find that word many, many, many times. God remembers His covenant with us. You'll read it says, remember the faith of Abraham. We're told when Moses is about to, after they had come out of Egypt in Exodus 13, he says, remember the day you came out of Egypt. Remember that day, because that was a day of salvation for them as well. There was another one. And that's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That was a command that was given, and it was given to remember the fact that God the Father had finished His creation. He hadn't finished working. He's still available to us today. All right. But He had finished this part of His work. He had finished the creation. And He said, now that I've finished, I want you to remember. I want you to remember that I'm your great creator. And one of the ways I want you to remember is to take the Sabbath day and make it a day of rest. Make it a day of rest. And it says, so the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord. On it you should do no work. I don't need to read the whole thing. He says, but for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that's in them, but He rested. He rested on the seventh day. He rested from His creation work. And He says, therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. A lot of people get confused about the Sabbath day. They think, well, you know, man was made for the Sabbath. No, the Sabbath was made for man. It was to be a day to rest, a day to rest. Now, interestingly enough, the next thing that we were told to remember is back again in 2 Timothy, that not on the seventh day, but on the first day. The first day of the week, it says in John 20, verse 19 to 20, when the disciples were together, we read about this already, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And after He said this, He showed them His hands and side, and the disciples, they were full of joy. This was on the first day of the week. This was the first day of the week where we were told to remember on the first day of the week His resurrection. We are to remember on the first day. Just as the Israelites were asked to remember the Sabbath day on the seventh day because it was the finishing of a creation, this first day is to be remembered because it finishes the work of redemption. You see, redemption comes in two parts. The first part is we celebrated or remembered on Friday when Christ died on the cross. And by dying on the cross, he paid the penalty. He paid the penalty for our sin. Our sin was washed away. But the second part of redemption is today, the first day of the week. And that is the resurrection to eternal life, not just for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but the resurrection that we will have for eternal life. In fact, by having received the Holy Spirit already, we can guarantee that that's what's going to happen. So we had the Sabbath day rest, but now we have the first day of the week rest. That's the rest in salvation. That is our rest in salvation. We can rest and not worry about our future. We can rest in knowing that having risen, Jesus Christ now makes it possible for us to have eternal life. So this first day, where it says, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. This first day, as it says in Psalm 62, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. He knew. He knew that this rest in salvation is to be on the first day of the week. That's the day he wants us to remember. You see, we are to remember not just this Sunday, but every first day of the week, because that remembers Christ was risen on the first day. You know, what's it like to keep the Sabbath? I know some of you know that my background, for almost 20 years, I kept the Sabbath. I was part of a church that, yes, we believed in Jesus Christ, but it was a law-abiding church. We had to keep the Sabbath. I won't go into all the consequences, but it was very much enforced that we had to keep the Sabbath. And keeping the Sabbath meant from sundown Friday till sundown Saturday, you did no work, and you were at home. You were no TV. No entertainment. Saturday morning, you would get up, you'd have a nice breakfast or brunch, and then you'd go and go to church in the afternoon. Church lasted a good 2 hours. Aren't we all lucky? It's normally here about an hour and a quarter. Okay. Church was 2 hours, and in that church service, we had what was called a sermonette. That took 15 minutes, and then we had some announcements, and then we had a one-hour sermon, which always went over. Okay. But we had this Sabbath day. And I must admit, it was tough to start. I did a huge amount of travel for business. And if I couldn't get home by Friday night, I ended up staying wherever I was for 24 hours until I could get home. But you know, there were some really good things about the Sabbath too. We were together as a family. We shared our meals together as a family. We had others who, of course, were part of the same church, and the fellowship was tremendous. This thing of rest was great because nothing could come at you, right? Well, no, it's the Sabbath. I'm not working. I'm not going to open up my emails. I'm not going to read my mail today. I'm not going to pay any bills. I'm not going to worry. Can't do anything about it anyway. It's the Sabbath, all right? So we had this wonderful Sabbath. And now we have been given this first day of rest. Yes, we can rest in salvation, but we can also rest. Why not? You see, when we rest and we remember Christ's victory and his resurrection, then we can start remembering. When we come to church on a Sunday morning, we can remember. We can remember so many amazing things. What's the one of the things that we can remember is we can remember God's forgiveness. John mentioned it. We are forgiven. Our sins have wiped clean. In fact, not only have they been wiped clean, they've been forgotten. He has given us this tremendous gift of forgiveness. And on the first day of the week, well, we should remember every day, obviously, but on the first day of the week, it's a day where we can remember by being in rest and coming to worship. Because as it says, and as was read by Walter, if Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. Right. To put it bluntly, you know, no resurrection, no redemption. That two-part process of dying on the cross and resurrecting the resurrected Christ, no. No open grave, no opened heaven. No risen Christ, no risen Christians. No hope, no new life. You see, we've been forgiven. And we are to remember that. And the first day of the week should remind us that we've been forgiven and freed from guilt. See, when we remember, we should remember the power that God has. He is the not only just the creator, but the tremendous power that he has. Like Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that brings salvation. What is that power of God? That power of God is the Holy Spirit working in a person to help them come to realize what the truth is. That we have a Savior who loves us, who is merciful and who is compassionate and who is gracious. Who wants us to have eternal life. It's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and the Gentiles. It's for everybody. It's not just for some little group of people who have certain dietary laws or other things that they do to celebrate or show their religion. It's for everyone. And it's that power. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, I pray, this is Paul, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you. He's called you to a hope. We'll talk about that in a minute. The riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people and his incomparably great power for us who believe. It's a this power of the Holy Spirit is a heart changer. It's a mind changer. I can't change your mind. I can't change your heart, but the Holy Spirit can. And you can ask, and he will. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. That power that raised Christ on that first day of the week that we are to remember is the same power that's available to you and I. It's called the Holy Spirit. The other thing that we can remember is when we suffer. I know that all of us, without exception, has gone through or is going through a trial of some kind. It can be to do with our finances. It can be with relationships in family. It can be relationships with other workers. It can be a trial of and suffering because of health. It could be the death of a loved one. We mourn. We see victims of revenge and injustice. Maybe we worry over our salvation. Maybe the trial is that we have an unbelieving partner in life. But the interesting part is that we can bring our suffering to God and he's going to answer. I can tell you, and you all know, that for the last 3 years, my son has brought us to learn a lot about Jesus Christ and his patience and his love. And through that trial, we have learned a tremendous amount. But we have to remember that we would never have got through that trial, and my son would not have Christ in his life today had Jesus Christ not been raised from the dead.
Amen.
See, remember that when we suffer, Christ is there to heal us. He is there to teach us. He is there to give us the patience that we need to get through tough times, because there is no other way. Yeah, people go to drugs, they go to alcohol, they go to whatever else, they go to psychologists. Some of that psychology is good. I can't take away from that. There's some very good people. But you don't get there without Christ. You don't get there without Christ. So, we bring our suffering. And when we remember on the first day of each week, we can remember to bring our suffering to Christ, because he rose from the dead on that first day. See, Christ has the power over death. He can turn the issues that we are confronted with in our lives and turn what I call those crosses to advantages. And as Christ defeated Satan on the Friday, we have life and victory today. There's one more thing that we should remember. We should remember that he gives us a living hope. Each Sunday, each first day of the week, and many days thereafter, but if you want to make it a special day, if you want to make it that day of rest and salvation, if you want to make it a day of rest, remember the living hope that he has given us. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Peter writing. Peter, who had denied Christ, now all of a sudden realized the truth. And he says, in his great mercy, he's given us a new birth. We've been born again. Given a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection. How? By the resurrection of Christ. Because if it didn't happen, there would be no hope. That future that we can look forward to. That future when, as it says in Isaiah, see, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered. All the drudgery, the violence, the abuse, the suffering, the pain, the tears, all of that will not be remembered, nor will they even come to mind. You see, Jesus Christ lives, and our hope is in him. He says in John 11:25, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me lives. Even though we physically die, we live for eternity. In John 14:2, this is a promise. It's a promise that we can all take. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, what I have told you, that I'm going there to prepare a place for. Christ has a place prepared for us. I have no idea what it's going to look like, but it's going to be something spectacular. And you know, he's got a place for us, and we will have meals and feasts with him. I won't go through all the scriptures. You can read the last two chapters of the book of Revelation about how amazing this is going to be. And this is this hope that we are given. Why? Because Christ was resurrected on the first day. We are to remember the first day. You see, our resurrection is guaranteed by Jesus Christ. It's guaranteed. See, we are to remember. Remember Jesus Christ. When was he raised from the dead? On the first day. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel. That was what Paul said. That's my gospel. But that is the gospel. Jesus Christ was raised. What are we to remember? On the first day, Christ finished what he came to do. And that was to bring salvation, and we can rest in it. We can have victory over our sufferings. There is hope for the hopeless. We are totally forgiven and given freedom. We can be reminded of the power of God. We can be reminded that our resurrection is guaranteed. Charles Spurgeon wrote in one of his sermons, or preached in one of his sermons, he said, "Have confidence in the risen one and live in the power of his resurrection." We can live in his power of the resurrection. We have got this life that has been given to us thanks to what Christ did on the first day. Let us remember that first day. Let us remember the power of his resurrection. Great God, our Father in heaven, thank you. How can we thank you? We just, for what you have done, and out of your love sending your Son Jesus Christ to this earth so that we may have life. We have our sins forgiven. We can be with you for eternity. We just ask now that you help us remember, that we remember you on the first day of the week by coming and gathering together, as you tell us, to gather, to worship you and praise you. And why do we come to worship and praise you? We come to worship and praise you because we remember. We remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We remember the hope. We remember that you give us relief from our sufferings. We remember your love and your mercy. May we not take the first day of the week casually. May it be a day of remembrance and rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.